So we're here. Okay, so lines are open if y'all want, ladies, if y'all want to call in. I mean, it's there for you, but I will continue to talk to guys and ladies. If y'all have a question, please ask, okay? If you have a Barbara, if you want to call in, you can. You on your iPad, you can call in. You got Skype or whatever, you can call in. I don't bite, okay? I can call you. You send me a number, I'll call you, Barbara. It's up to you. Yeah, however you want to do it. If you actually want to talk, I have no problem, okay? I'm not. I don't bite. I don't nibble. We'll talk. I'm not going to disrespect you or yell at you or anything like that. We'll talk, and it's up to you if you want to. So, I'll leave that up to you, Barbara. But Barbara, if you would like to do that, absolutely, okay? All right, well, then do me a favor. The Man Mind, send her my email, themanmindset@gmail.com, and I will call you, okay? I will call you. Shit. Fuck. I'm going to do this shit. I ain't got that shit synced. Okay, I can call you from my Skype. I got to call you from my Skype. So, yeah, Barbara, just email me your number at themanmindset@gmail.com, and I'll call you through Skype and everything. Okay, I'll do that. I got you. And we'll have you in, and we'll talk. And again, this is not to embarrass you or anything like that. Just send me the number there, and once I get it, I'll call you. I promise you. I got you covered. But I'll wait. Okay, take your time. Let me talk on this real quick. Now, remember, guys, we're going to do a show tonight, and I'll let the ladies decide what the fuck they want me to talk about. You guys, whatever. We'll talk about something at 3 in the morning. We're going to chop it up at 3 in the morning, okay? But what I'm also saying is that there's got to be an empowering language that you have got to teach yourself, gentlemen, okay? And that empowering language is the thing that's going to drive the woman to you, because as a man, you have got to be able to say certain things to yourself, okay, in difficult moments. And this language that you have of yourself is a language that you say only to yourself. You must tell yourself you're in control and believe you're in control. You must be able to tell yourself, I can handle this. I am focused. And if you can do that and do it and really, truly mean it, then you're not going to have any problems, issues that most people have nowadays. Let me check real quick. Give me a second. Give me a second. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. All right. So we're calling. Okay. Hold on a second. 220. All right. So, okay. Hold on a second. Give me a second. All right. Hold on. Let me see here. Hold on. Give me a second here. Hold on. Give me a second. I guess it's the number. All right. All right. We can call the number. Hold on. All right, here we go. Yo, yo. I hope y'all can hear that. Y'all can hear that? Y'all can hear that, right? Y'all hear the noise, right? Hope y'all can hear that. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, can you turn us down in the background? Can you turn us down in the background?
Yeah. Have I turned you down?
You bloody turned us down. Calling in the UK. Hello, governor. My name is Potter. Harry Potter.
Hello.
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 I'm bloody fine. Now, how can I bloody help you, Lottie?
Well, what do you mean? How can you help me?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Is this Barbara? This ain't Barbarella, is it?
Yes, this is Barbara.
Okay. Okay. What do you want to discuss?
Well, first of all, I'd like to address the dangerous in the chat.
Yes.
He was basically saying that I had requirements as to the type of man that I would be attracted to. I don't have any requirements. It's a chemical thing that you feel between, you know, two people.
Yes.
There's either attraction or there isn't attraction. It doesn't matter whether he's driving a Porsche or a Mini.
Yes.
I'm not that type of woman.
Yes.
I understand that young girls tend to have a lot of boxes that guys have to tick these days. Like they have to be 6 foot tall and they have to be earning six figure wages. That's not me. I'm a little bit older than that. So I've been there and done that.
Okay.
So yeah, I would like to just let Dangerous know that.
Well, no, that's cool. That's cool. But what I was saying is that, as I was saying about the happily ever after, mm-hmm. Here's my question is, you know that right now you can mm-hmm. pick a guy or
yes.
several of them that
yes.
can give you everything you want. I'm talking about no other women. The mm-hmm. total and pure loyalty, and they will buy you the world and get, and like I say, will give you the Facebook mm-hmm. accounts, the Instagram accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
will give you access to bank accounts and everything. Why don't
yeah.
you want that guy?
Because it doesn't fulfill me, and not just sexually, but intellectually as well. I like my brain to be stimulated as well as my body.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm too fussy.
No, what do you mean too fussy? What do you mean too fussy?
Well, like you say, why haven't I just picked one of these guys?
Mm-hmm.
I've tried.
Okay. What did you try to do?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you say you tried. What did you try to do?
Well, I tried to have relationships with these types of guys, with all different types of guys. And, yeah, I probably could have settled down and had the, you know, two kids and the white picket fence. But like I say, I want a bit more. I had the taste of the real men. I have met and been out with and had relationships with a couple of real men, and they opened my eyes to a lot of things.
But you just can't have them.
Yeah, but why? Why can't I have them?
Who because that's the rule. That's the law. Okay.
Who made the rule?
Okay. Okay, there are rules and things that are happening around that you don't even know. I'll give you an example. We are allowed to go through women like a hot knife through butter, and we're allowed to play and not play by the rules as long as there are not too many of us. Because if we affect the economy, then there's a problem. But see, that's why the economy allows us to be free roamers and do what we want to do, because we don't have an effect on the economy, because we're kind of giving back to it, because the suckers are really paying for shit for us. So mm-hmm. it's something that's happening. It's some of the weird things going on. But what I'm saying is that you cannot have us. You can rent and lease. You listen, think about this. You can rent him and he can give you all the pleasure you want. And think about this. No handcuffing, no helicopters, no you can't do this, and who are you talking to? And it's do whatever you want, have fun. It's the best freedom in the world, but you just can't have it.
Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying. But I think you slightly
– what?
Well, from my perspective,
mm-hmm.
females are very emotional creatures.
Well, okay. Wait, one thing.
They will kind of say to themselves, you know, it's okay, I can handle this, I've got this,
but
I'll be cool. And then before they know it, they're head over heels in love. And
right.
Yeah,
well,
it's broken.
But here's the question. Is that emotion actually an emotion, or is it something you think is an emotion? I know you have emotions. That's true. Yet what you have is emotions, but I'm asking you this question. Is what you're feeling in that statement that you made, is that actually an emotion, or is that a feeling that you have named an emotion? You are emotional, But I'm asking.
What's the difference between an emotion night and feeling?
Okay, night and day. And that's what you don't understand. Okay, what you think is to your emotion. Okay, just like I talk about to the guys, their mind is controlling them and pulling their buttons and moving them around and being their worst enemy, right? It's like the mind is being the warden and the prisoner of their thoughts and all this other stuff. And that's why they have all these same feelings. Well, you women are the exact same thing. Well, they're acting more like you, but you don't realize it. You're operating on feelings, but you're not operating on an emotion because you're being controlled by something that is greater than what you actually know. And whatever that thing is controlling is making you think that you have, and that you think when you feel something, it's actually an emotion. I know, listen, I don't know, it sounds crazy. I know.
Okay, no, but whether it's real or not, I'm feeling something, whether it's a feeling or an emotion.
Okay, right.
It's definitely something that I feel internally.
Right.
So how do I would then ask you, well, how do I go about controlling that then?
No, what I'm saying is isn't it odd that when you have that quote-unquote emotion and you cut that motherfucker off, isn't it odd when you cut a person off, you actually cut that motherfucker off? Like, you can cut them off and keep going and not even think about them again, right?
Well, no, I wouldn't say not think about them.
Well, not think about them as in I want you. You would probably think like, you know, what a dick or,
not,
you know.
I'm not that much of an ice queen.
Well, no, I'm just saying, no, I'm not. I'm saying that what I'm saying is that when you cut a guy off, right?
Mm-hmm.
You actually cut them off. I mean, you're like, well, we can be friends. I mean, you give them, like, you know, it's not going to work, but, you know, we can still be friends. You know, we, you know, it's not just going to work out, right? That's because that's a feeling. Feelings come and go, but you think that's an emotion that comes and goes. What I'm saying is that. Okay, you've seen TV shows where people are hooked on drugs, right? Right?
Yes.
And no matter how hard they try to run away, they always have to have it because that's the thing that makes them feel better or calms them down, right? But that's where, see, emotions are fucking forever. Feelings come and go. Think about a guy. You can see a guy and see his muscles or his body. Just think if you like a guy with a nice body or a nice looking face, you can have a feeling for him. But after you've had him or you spend time with him, you realize that you're just as not as interested in him, and you can what? Dismiss him and keep moving. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, when you get with a motherfucking man, two totally different things. Because it doesn't matter if he's not your size, your height, his look. If he doesn't match with, okay, remember your perception. Your perceptions are trapped in a feeling. So it doesn't matter what you perceive. Because once I can tap into your emotion, you can get me out. Even if you're, okay, let's say, You meet a little short motherfucker like me, right? And I'm a dick, okay? I'm a little dick. I'm an old bald-headed dick, right? So you might not be interested because you're like, you know what? This motherfucker's short. I don't like short guys. He's older. He's not older guys. He's not my type. Look at him. And he thinks he's God's gift to women. Fuck him, right? 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 But what you don't realize.
Yeah, maybe once. Maybe once. But once upon a time when I was younger, I was like that.
But
I'm a bit older now, so I you know, those kind of things are immaterial.
No, I understand that. Forever. But no, what I'm saying is,
I wouldn't kick you out there.
Well, no, I'm just saying that even though, right, you can easily talk about me and you don't even realize you're talking about me. Who the fuck does he think he is? Like, you get around your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck does he think he is? Think he's God's gift to women? That little short little motherfucker. He ain't all that. I can't believe that motherfucker said what he said. And what you don't realize is I'm already in to a point where your girlfriend's going to stop and say, whoa, why are you talking about that motherfucker so much? If you're not really interested in him, why do you keep talking about him? Why is he always on your mind? Now, see, remember, bad news is good news in this point, because whether you're saying something bad or good, I'm renting space in your mind, which means I've already got a foot in the fucking door, and you don't even realize it, regardless of what I look like. And that's why I always tell the guys out there, see, they're worried about being what you want them to do, want them to be, versus being who they are, and you either accept me for what the fuck I am or you don't. But see, they're not.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. There's too many people telling guys that they need to be this, that, and the other. Don't. They should just be themselves. That's what makes real men attractive.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to it, but I'm just saying that you do you really you do, like think of it. Do you really want a man? You don't want a man. Do you really want a man? You don't want a man. Do you want to be hooked on somebody? Well, you're waking up every fucking day wondering what he's doing. He's not calling you, and you're going through your head. Is he talking to somebody else? Why is he even talking to me? And, oh, my God, what do I have to do? And
the biggest thing, I think, for me is the emotional side. Maybe emotion is the wrong word. But, you know, like... something happens in your life and you really need somebody as a support. Like I say, when my father died, you know,
mm-hmm.
just for instance, I really needed, like I really wanted, not needed, but I really wanted my guy to be there for me. And he was, because he was a real man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I find it difficult to accept, if you like. Why can't we have it all?
Well, wait. Who says you can't have it all?
Why do real men have to, why do real men have to have like a rotation of women? What is it that one woman can't satisfy you?
Let's look at something in a different way for a second. Let's look at something for a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say guys you're fucking. How many guys do you have right now that will do anything for you? How many guys you have right now?
None. Absolutely none.
How many guys are after you right now? Come on, let's be honest. Come on.
how many guys are after me right now? Explain after me.
They are interested in you and would do just about something for anything for you.
Probably about 3 or 4.
Okay.
I would imagine that I could just kind of, you know, text, ring. Yeah.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is that this is the thing. It's the thing. It's the weird thing. Okay, so let's just say a time in your life, because I don't need to know when. Wasn't there a time in your life where you had a bunch of motherfuckers after you? Come on, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, let's stop right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's stop right there. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to think about this. Mm-hmm. Now, in that time, mm-hmm. you had... Whenever you want, if you wanted to be driven around somewhere, you can mm-hmm. have, you can snap your fingers and you'll have one of them do that, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you ever wanted to eat something, you just say, I'm hungry, and they would be willing, hey, let's go out to eat. Am I correct? You have one of those guys, right? If you wanted your Christmas lights up, your Halloween lights up, or you want, and not that you say you need any bills paid, but I'm sure some of these guys offered to pay bills or buy you jewelry and all that stuff that you didn't ask for, right? Right?
Yeah.
Please. So here's the million-dollar question I want to know. Why didn't you cut all them motherfuckers off? Why didn't you just say, hey, all you guys, leave? Like, no, let's just be honest here. You knew you had them, and you could have easily dismissed them, but you didn't.
Well, let me answer it.
Okay. yeah, come on. I got you. Come on. I'm explaining what I'm talking about, but go ahead and answer. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I moved to the other end of the country.
Okay, what I'm saying is this. I understand you moved, but you never dismissed them. The question is, why didn't you dismiss the guys that you knew that wasn't going to get the pussy at all? But they not to, now listen, I didn't say, okay, I'm not accusing you of using them. That's not what this is about. I'm saying that if you knew you had your chauffeur, your bank, your bitch, your Mr. Fix-It guy, you had all these guys at your beck and call, not to say you used them, you knew you had them at your beck and call, why didn't you dismiss them?
You want an honest answer?
Yeah, I do, yes.
I guess because in my mind, in my subconscious, I probably thought, well, I'll just get some more when I move.
Okay, but here's my, okay, then. But here's the thing.
That's cool.
But see, if like, I, listen, do you think that I would tell you to get rid of those things? Like, okay, let's say that time you were in that time period, we had all those guys, and I came along. Do you actually think I would tell you to get rid of those guys?
No, absolutely not.
I would encourage you to keep them around and keep stacking them up. I would encourage that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's flip the script. Just like you have your entourage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have our entourage. You're allowed. You're allowed to have your chauffeur. You're allowed to have your bank. You're Mr. Fix-It. But see, here's the thing. I'm not going to get mad at you and say, oh, you got to get rid of those guys, because you don't want to get rid of them, because I know it feels good knowing that you're wanted. I mean, it's a good feeling. I mean, it's not saying that you're a bad person to think this way, and I think it's a beautiful thing. But I have the same thing. See, I'm living on the same, I'm in the same neighborhood as you. You have options, and you've had those options, and we have options. So we're not going to get rid of our options, nor are we going to ask you to get rid of yours. We accept you for having, hey, look, the dinner guy, the shoulder to cry on. You can even go to the store, the mall, or get some fish and chips with the guy, and he can hold your purse, and we're not going to get mad. But you just got to accept, when you're dealing with a man, he's got options. He's just got options. That's the hard thing to swallow. Does that make any sense? Wait, did I lose you? Let me see. Wait, did it hang up on you accidentally? Hold on. Let me call her back. I'm sorry. It hung up accidentally. Hold on. Call her back. Sorry. Let me call her back. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll call her back. Let me see. Are you there? Yeah, I'm sorry. I accidentally hung up. No, what I'm saying is that, listen, you have options, and women have options. And here's the thing.
That's the way it's always been, though, isn't it?
We've all had. No.
Whether it's fair or not.
Males never had options. Those surface dwellers don't have options. Yeah. They never have options. They will never have. We have options. That's why we're opportunity. Because you know that you are easily replaced, versus the guy that doesn't have anything. He's going to do everything he can to hold on to you. I'm sorry. Let's work it out. Let's go to marriage counseling. I just want to make things better. How can I do it? I'm sorry. You're being so mean to me. How can I make it right? And the pussy just dried up. Just dried up. But you know, with us, we're saying to you, hey, you don't like it? There's the door. And you ain't used to hearing that shit, because even though part of you be like, fuck him, that I'll go out that door. Well, let me think this through before I walk out that door. Because you know, once you walk out that door, the one who has the next ticket in line is just going to fill your spot. and you and
absolutely
right, and but that's what turns you on.
Yeah, but everybody's replaceable.
Yes, yes, but no, everybody's but no. Wait. Yeah, wait. Every male is replaceable. The only way you can replace a man, I always give you the secret to sauce. This is the Krabby Patty formula secret. The only way you can replace a man is by finding someone of equal or higher value. So the only way you can replace one man is by finding another man that has something that another man couldn't give you. That's the only way you can get rid of that man. Because he will always be edged in your emotions and not your feelings. The average surface dweller is going after your feelings. He's not going after the feelings, which is between your legs. That's all he wants is the feeling. So he can feel you, okay?
Well, and you don't.
No, why should I? Because the pussy's no, wait a second. No. Why would I go after something that you're going to be willing to give me? Why would I go after something you would be happy to give me? Matter of fact, you'll be so happy to give it to me, I'm not even going to ask you for it. You're going to want to give it to me. I don't need to ask you for that.
Okay, but that's the way a woman should be willing to give it. Yes.
Right, but without pressure. See, remember, I talked about this yesterday. The problem is that you're dealing with you're dealing with 80% of the guys forcing you to be 20% or 90 to your 10 or 70 to your 30, meaning that they're putting 70% pressure on you to give up the pussy by trying to force their way in. I don't want to force my way in. I want you to realize,
of course, yeah.
Right.
Well, maybe then I've been spoiled because.
No, you have been spoiled. Yeah. No, wait, talk about, you all been spoiled. Wait, Poindexter, if you want to be, all you ladies, if you want to be spoiled right now, call that sucker up and say, I'm just not feeling sexy. I just want a cruise. And I bet you you'll go right to fucking the travel agent and buy you a cruise. If you want a new washing machine, he'll buy you one right now. You want some new clothes, he'll buy you some perfumes. You'll get pampered. But the pampering you get from us is emotional.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not interested in materialistic things. That's kind of what I've discovered. Is that all the flowers and perfume and jewelry and all that kind of stuff doesn't mean anything. Does that make sense?
Well, what I'm saying is,
am I really just that stupid?
I'm not saying you're stupid. And no, I will never say a woman is stupid because y'all are very smart. Y'all play stupid. Yeah, I know y'all are very smart. But what I'm saying is that you have never met what is called your match. You've never met somebody, or you probably run into somebody that is saying that, yes, you're a woman. And so is she, and so is she, and so is she. So what are you going to do for me to give you're coming into my world, my kingdom. And if you want to be involved in my kingdom, what are you bringing in my kingdom? I'm not running behind you, and I don't need to run behind you. And guess what? You don't need to run behind me. But you will run behind me before I run behind you, I tell you that much. And if we're at a stalemate, it's cool. I'll say. It's cool. You don't have to run behind me because you're not the only one running. That's what I'm saying. And I know on your side, I'm not the right. But you got other guys running.
No, I don't mind running behind you, but I don't want to have to compete.
No. You get okay. It's not that you're competing, but you're actually competing because once you know that you're not the only one, you're going to be fighting for. All right, come on, let's be honest. Okay, I know all you women have experienced this before. You remember back in the day when you had your little, when you were young and you had your little best friend, right? the same best friend that y'all would do sleepovers, y'all would draw hearts and shit and boys you like, and y'all would put up posters and y'all would dance, and sometimes y'all would prank call boys and y'all would pinky promise, and you know it's always gonna be us versus the world, and you know you're my bestest friend and I'm your bestest buddy, all that bullshit, right? Until you like the same motherfucking boy. Once that happens, one of you is going to have the claws out. One would say, fuck that. And then all of a sudden, you're the, not saying you're the slut, but you're the one that's slutty. And you're the one that probably sucked the dick, even though you didn't do anything. But that other one that said she loved you and cared about you, it will start rumors to diminish you in front of his eyes so she can get him. Do you see what I'm saying? So don't think, right?
I've never experienced.
Well, you will if you with a man, because the part of you, the claws that come out in, listen, you love
your friends are always going to be there.
No, wait. Are your friends
wait. I'll tell you what it probably is.
You want to know why I would fuck your friends? You know why, how I would fuck your friends? And I've done this before. It's not even my fault. You know, I would fuck your friends. I would fuck your friends because the woman that is that there for you and hugging you, all she's doing is getting out her pad. And she like, oh, so he ate your pussy. That, oh, interesting. He spread your ass and he smacked you. I mean, Roger never did that. What else did he say he did? Oh, and what did he do? Oh, he's such an asshole. Where did this happen? Oh, it literally happened at work. Oh, what did you say he worked at now? Oh, he works there. Oh, okay.
I
know why you ain't ever experienced that, because you never met a motherfucker that made your toes curl between your ears. Okay, one thing I was taught about was called the unicorn. Okay, I call it unicorn sex. So if you one day were in the woods and you saw a unicorn, you would either try to capture it or you would tell somebody about it because it's so amazing. And you don't even mean to talk about it, but it's so amazing that you want to share it with, guess what, the one that you can trust, your girlfriend, who on the other end is dealing with a whack-ass motherfucker that ain't eating the pussy, ain't doing nothing.
Are
and she's
comparing yourself to a unicorn now?
No, I'm saying our kind. Our kind. Just say our kind. I'm saying that when you don't even realize, when you get around your girlfriends, what do they say? Roger didn't do anything today. It's just a boring day. Whatever the fuck, right? And he was like, oh. Oh, shit. Well, look at my phone. Check this out. Wait, what is that? Wait a second. He sent you a voicemail? Wow, Roger never sent me a voicemail. What is it? Can I listen to that? Ooh, wow, that's amazing.
No, I'm really thankful, but I've never been surrounded by guys like that.
But if you ever do, you're going to share the experiences with your girl, a subconscious.
I've never been surrounded by guys that are so wet.
You're not what you mean, wet as like, smooth. But right, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying when that day comes, you're going to sell my dick. Not me, but I'm saying if you with a guy, you're going to sell his dick, that man. You're going to sell that dick to your friends by letting him see all the amazing shit. Think about all your girlfriends right now. You know they never had a man to send them voice messages and video messages. You know your girlfriends never had a man to have wine above his bed.
No, they have, though. This is what I'm saying. This is not groundbreaking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We do experience this.
You experience things on a certain level. I understand that, but what I'm trying to tell you is that she's going to realize that all of y'all are not special to a man until he makes you special. You're allowed to feel special. You're allowed to be valued, right? I'm not saying don't value yourself.
Yeah.
But you're nothing until the man deems you to be special. And that means you got to work to be special. You just can't show up and look sexy because she's showing up looking sexy.
Of course, so that's what I was saying about looks don't last. You have to have more.
Yeah, I know.
You can't just look good.
No, you can't. No, I understand.
I get that. I do understand that. My looks are not going to last forever. I know that.
Well, I know that. Yeah, no, his looks don't last forever. But what I'm saying is this, is that you women out here want everything, but you actually don't want what the fuck you want. You want the motherfucker you can't have.
No, it's not that we don't. No, I think you're wrong. I don't think it's that we don't want it. It's that a lot of the time we can't deal with the... God, you're going to berate me again.
No, I won't. I won't.
Or emotions that it brings up in us. That when I'm just speaking from my personal experience, like being with a real man, yes, you become addicted. Like you say, it's like a drug. You just want it constantly. And unfortunately, instead of like cutting it off and saying, look, you know, I really should stop this right now because I'm falling too deeply, we don't. Women don't do that. They just carry on until they're too deeply involved. And then that's when obviously the man kind of sees, oh, man, she's just becoming too needy. She wants more. I can't give it to her. And then he breaks her heart.
But, okay, I'm not – okay, what if I told you – okay, but what if I – okay, but what if I told you
–
wait, what if I told you your heart's going to get broken? Your heart is going to – if you fuck with a man, your heart is going to get – so what if we get that out of the way? You're going to get your heart broken.
Why does it have to get broken?
Because you're not going to be able to handle – it's not that we're trying to break your heart. You just will not be able to handle – okay, the weirdest thing, and I didn't even know it was like that. My mentor told me that the biggest problem that you're going to have with women is that – they're going to miss you even when they're with you. And I'm like, what? Yeah, they're going to miss you. They're going to miss you when you're with them because they're going to be counting down the time that you're going away because they're trying to savor every moment. So my heartbreak is just the drug of me leaving you. And then you're itching for more of it. But it's not that I'm breaking your heart because I'm not going away. Sure, I can talk you and bring you off the ledge. Yes, yes, indeed. But you have to understand that this comes with a territory. I'm not going out to break your heart. But you love the fact that I can break your heart and them weak motherfuckers can't do anything. They can't graze your heart. That's why you don't want them. You want the emotional roller coaster. You want what you cannot have. And you love it when you have it, and you love it when you don't have it. You hate it when you have it, and you hate it when you don't have it. So you're going to fall. The highs are highs, and the lows are lows. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I understand that.
Well, that's all it is. I mean, what I'm trying to say in all of this is that we're not setting out to hurt you. We're setting out to free you. And in freeing you, you're going to get fucked. I mean, in a good way. But I'm saying I'm saying that what if all this time you thought your emotions were not – what you think are emotions are actually not emotions. What if what you think are emotions are actually just feelings? Just a feeling that is equal enough to you think is emotion. Well, you haven't even tapped into emotion. Because remember, your mind – okay, do you think your mind is going to let you control it? Because what do you do? Okay, think about this for a second. When you feel emotions, don't you control it? You either cry to control it or you try not to think about it. You do something to suppress said emotion. Do you see? Does that make any sense? You do something to suppress it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
Oh, kind of. Okay. So what I'm saying is, okay, if you can suppress it, then that means you're in control of it. Do you actually think you are in control of your thoughts? Do you actually think that you can defeat? Okay, listen to me, what I'm saying. This is why I always tell my guys, you can't fucking defeat him because he's the only one that knows you better than you know yourself. So when you actually think that you are controlling him, you're not controlling him. He's allowing you to think you're controlling him because you can't defeat the way as a woman, your emotions or their mind, their logic, whatever, you cannot fuck with that part of your mind. That's why I always say theater number one. I say theater number one is, you know, poor me, beating yourself down and all other stuff. You can't defeat that part. You can't fuck with him. But what it's got you thinking is it makes you think that you're actually in control of yourself when you're not in control of yourself. See, think about, okay, let's go back to nature. Think about nature. If you look at nature, because I love watching the Discovery Channel. If you look at nature, well, yeah, you know the animals don't have grass tube and they don't have lion tube and zebra tube and all this other shit or Lion Grand, Instagram and all this stuff. They don't have those things, right? They're moving in something in their DNA and instinct to be with the top motherfucker. They don't want to be with the second best. They want to be with the top best, right? That it's entwined in all of what's entwined in them is the same thing that's entwined with you. But see, what you don't get is you think you're actually in control of you're not in control of emotions. You're in control of your feelings, but you're not in control of the emotions. And see, that's where things go wrong. You think your feelings are your emotions. And when you control your feelings, you control your emotions. Meaning that, again, some guys you meet, you can just cut them. You just cut them off and not even think about them. And then there are guys that you meet that you might think about a little bit and all the other shit, right? Okay, you might think of them here and there and all the other stuff. Or which you think is love. You think that's actually love, but that love can just be a higher feel. Okay, if you think about feelings as, let's look at feelings, let's say 1 through 10. You being in love could be a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You think that is an emotion. What you're feeling is love. It's not an emotion. It's just a feeling you have. The guys you're fucking with are not getting your emotions because all they're trying to get is what is between your legs. They're going after with their. No, I'm serious. They're going after the wrong thing. They're going after your feelings. And that's where you find love at, through the feeling. Not the emotion, because they ain't fucking with that.
But ultimately, that's what, I don't want to sound derogatory or kind of putting you all in the same boat, but ultimately that's what all men.
No, see, then you got, no. This is where you got us wrong. I like sex. I like all that shit like they do.
Of course.
But no. You know what gets us off is when we break you and let you see you're more than what you are, meaning that you might be little Miss Good Muffin and you might have a little bit of dirty side, a little bit of freaky side, but when we get in, see, we know we're going to get the pussy, so we ain't sweating that shit. We want the shit that you don't think you are capable of doing. That's where we come in at. I don't want the average shit you give to the average guy. I want the shit that you don't even know you have to give to the average guy. That's the level we're. You're thinking that all the guys want to fuck you. I'm not trying to fuck what's between you. I'm fucking what's between your ears because that gives me access to everything. Just fucking you is just giving you access to just fucking you. I don't get access to your fucking mind, heart, soul, and everything you have inside. Now you got to understand. Got to stay in our thinking. I conquer. I conquer.
Okay.
I don't want the town. I don't want the street. I don't want the city. I don't want the state. I don't want the fucking world. I want the galaxy. I want the unit. I want it all. And I'm serious. I want it all because
I know you are.
I'm serious. I want it all. So fucking you, really? No, because hey, fucking you is when I have it all. Oh my God, you're worshiping. Come on, you're worshiping me. You know I'm the shit. And you would do anything for, hey, you don't eat pussy? I bet you will when you fuck with me. Even though you, hey, right now, listen, I'm not saying you do right now. I'm saying that a lot of you motherfuckers, that all that shit you think you don't want to do, oh my God, fuck with me and watch. You'll be like, hey, no, I don't blow eat pussy. I will never eat no, oh, that's fucking blow eat disgusting. Won't even blow eat, dude. I don't ever, I'm not going to even force you to eat pussy because you're going to want to eat it around me. Because how the fuck I'm going to set that shit up? Because I'm conquering. I'm going to get you to do this. See, right now, you look in the mirror and you see innocent you, and there's a little devil you, right? Little small little horns and shit. No, yeah, but what I'm saying, but no, what I'm saying is there is some really nasty. There's some nasty shit that you don't even realize you want to do. Maybe it was a wet dream. Maybe it was something you thought about. Oh my God, I can't believe I thought that. But no, I'm going to bring out that nasty side of you. That side of you, like I said before, that side of you that just, you know what? Let's go to the countryside and fuck. Let's go to the fucking, I want you to take this pussy. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You don't, I'm not saying you're not capable of doing that. I'm just saying that getting the pussy is nothing to someone who can get pussy. That's not the challenge. The challenge is, I want it all. I'm serious. I want it all. That's the goal. That's the end game. I want total and utter submission. That's what I want. I want it all. I just give me a piece of pussy. I don't need that shit. I'm just saying. I want it all. I want you to want me so bad that you're willing to do anything. I didn't say kill a motherfucker. I'm not talking about that crazy. I'm saying that you're willing to let.
You want total submission, man.
Yeah. Well, you got. I'm king. Yeah. Of course. You think not? Shit.
Oh my God.
I'm serious. But at least, yes, wait, at least I'm telling you straight the fuck up versus,
well, I'm not sure what I'm looking for. And, you know, I think I want a relationship with somebody because I understand how it is out there. There's so many assholes and jerks out there that, you know, all they want to do is sleep with women. And I just want to take my time because love is there. And because of my sign, I want to make sure my sign meets up with somebody else's sign because that's what I really want. Is it okay if we could be friends before lovers?
I mean, are you fucking serious?
I've never had a guy say anything like that.
You're making them, come on, I'm not saying they talk like that. You know these whack motherfuckers we talking about. You know these whack motherfuckers don't know what the fuck they talking about. Well, how are you doing today? Well, how was work today? Now you, oh, wow, you're about to take a shower? Okay, call me as you take a shower. I'll talk to you later. Get the fuck out of here.
They are the types of guys that need help. Those are the types of guys that need direction.
Look, I'm teaching them how to direct themselves.
They're too far gone.
They're gone because they're in the feminine. They're like, okay. You want to know why you don't want these motherfuckers? Because you don't like, not saying you don't like yourself, but you don't want to date yourself. You don't want to date someone that's always feeling shit. Well, why do you have that? I was on your Instagram. Can I talk to you for a second?
But women can't help that. That's man. Made. We're emotional, feeling, neurotic, erotic. Oh, you know, beings. That's just the way we were made.
I understand that's the way you're made, but I'm saying to you is that what you're doing is you realize you don't want a fucking loser. You don't even think he's a loser, but you're deep inside. Somebody's saying, we ain't fucking this guy. I want to ask you a question. Well, you know, I was kind of on your page and everything, and, well, who is the dangerous Russ? I saw some guy like your post, and who is he? You know, where did he come from? And I thought you only had friends that you went to school with. Who is that guy? Because after I did my research on him, he looks like a ladies' man, and he's not going to be right for you. Why would you do this to our love? You know that bullshit. You know the fuck up. That's why you laughing. You know what the fuck I'm talking about, man. Even like, well, I gotta. Well, if you excuse me, I gotta go get some man maxi pads right now because I'm bleeding a little bit. That's what I'm saying. I'm serious. He's gonna wonder why you talk. Even if let me tell you something. Even if you post something and somebody makes a comment, and then you comment behind him, and then he comments behind you, and you put a heart, a smiley face, or anything, he's going right in the back. Can we talk? I understand something. Hey, who is that guy? Why? Who is Unique 79? Why did you put a heart on there? Is this something you want to talk to me about? I don't understand. I thought you said that we were going to be friends, and I want you to talk to me. Do you see the fuck up? I'm serious. And you're going to be like, dude, my pussy is drying the fuck up. Are you fucking serious? Are you fucking kidding me? Really? But on the other hand, when you're dealing with a motherfucker like me, you know what you're going to do? You're gonna be like, hello, Steven. Hey, I'm going out tonight. I met a light guy, and I think that he could be the one for me. And you're going to try everything you can to make me jealous. And it's going to piss you off that I'm not jealous. It's going to piss you off that I'm not asking questions. It's going to really piss you off. Dude, you know how fucking arrogant I am? Please let somebody tell me. Please throw a motherfucker in my face. Do you know what I'm going to do? Come on. Let's go. Hey, let's go live, and let's go in your closet. And let's find the – now, first, I need to know, like I always say, but late. Is he ass man or titty man? You let me know. Okay. He's about titties? Okay. You can't wear that red one. Nope. Keep going. Left. Nothing. Hey, put that blue one on. That looks like you have a little more cleavage. Yeah, you know, that'll work out perfect for you. I'm going to help you along. You think I'm going to be like, but I thought you told me that you wasn't with anybody. Do you actually think I'm going to do that shit? I'm going to fucking encourage you because I'm about to fuck your world up, and I'm not even going to be doing anything because while you're on that fucking date, are you actually on that date, or you actually wonder what the fuck I'm doing while you're on your date? Go on your date. Go. I encourage you to go. But, hey, you ain't going to be thinking about him on a date. You're going to be wondering what the fuck I'm doing. Why is he pushing me away? Why is he trying to get me to see that? Is there somebody else? Who is the bitch? Let me see who that bitch is. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I know you're laughing.
I totally understand what you're saying. I suppose it's just a question of whether I'm a strong enough person to maybe go forward and experience something like that.
Well, your strength, listen, your strengths. See, this is. Let me tell you about your strength. I'm going to give you strength. Hell, guess what? I'll even give you strength enough to walk away from my ass. See that? I'm a team player. I'll give you all the strength you want because one day you're going to start smelling. Let me tell you something. You're going to start smelling yourself. And what I mean is one day you're going to be like, shit, I don't need you, motherfucker. I don't have to deal with this shit. I'm tired of this. You know, I'm sick and tired of seeing sick and tired. So fuck you. Right? Fuck you. I'm out this bitch. Now, let me ask you, do you think I'm going to get mad? Do you think I'm going to yell and scream and stomp and all this other stuff? No. Hey, you know what? We're going to give you an out process. It was great. Hey, I had a great time. I appreciate it. And, hey, candle maker, put the candle in the window. Hey, whenever you want to come back, you can come back because I know you're coming back. they always come back. And I know what you're thinking. Girl, you've got to be strong, because I'm sure that's what Beyonce or Oprah or whoever the fuck you're listening to right now is trying to push it. It's okay, girl. You got to be strong. The strength and power of women.
I don't mean strong in like the feminist, like the feminist way of, oh, we are women, hear us roar. I just mean like mentally strong to, you know, kind of.
Well, are you actually mentally strong? But are you actually mentally strong when you are being driven by something that doesn't have strength? Emotion. That you can't, okay. You can't fight what I'm, okay. If you can't fight emotion and I conquer the thing that you can't fight, who the fuck is in charge? Let's think about it. Now, wait, here's the thing. Wait. But if they're trying to go after the feelings that you're in total control of, you can easily dismiss them motherfuckers and not even give a fuck at all. I don't want the feeling. I don't want your love. I don't want your attraction. You don't give me that shit. That okay, that's whatever. Hell, listen to me.
Yeah,
I don't even want the pussy.
But just out of curiosity, so does that mean from your perspective that you never get to feel real love?
You get to, I am real love because I love myself. I love me. I love me. So I'm just sharing me. I love me. So I'm passing out my love. I'm passing out love. But I'm saying is, this is what I'm saying. If you can't beat the emotion and I conquer what you can't beat, then I'm daddy. I'm sorry. Then I'm fucking daddy. And I don't mean your father. I mean your motherfucking master. I am that guy. Because you can't, because I'm controlling the one thing you have no control over. And that's why, because they want your pussy, you're protecting the sides and the back, because that's all the way they either come from the side with some sidebar bullshit. Or they try to be your fucking friend and try to tiptoe their way in through the back door or side window. I'm not doing any of that shit. I'm doing the one thing that you're not used to. I'm coming straight at you because I am telling you, I am not trying to fuck you. I am going to show you why you should be fucking me. Something that a motherfucker is not even bold enough to tell you. When's the last time you heard a motherfucker say, you know what? I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm going to show you why you should fuck me. When's the last time you heard a motherfucker tell you that shit? Yeah, and I know you're like, wait, no, that's bullshit.
That's true. I did hear it not that long ago.
But you know what? That's the shit that triggers you when you're watching them reading the romance books and all that shit. They will always meet that guy to say, look, you got a nice pussy, but shit, so she got a nice pussy over there, so what, your pussy's null and void, right? You got that mouth that works. She got that mouth that works. Null and void. You got nice titties. She got nice titties. Null and void. She got some ass. That one got some ass. Null and void. So where are you coming at? You got to be more than ass and titties. But I tell you this much. When it comes to fucking, you're going to submit the pussy to me first. Because you're going to realize if you don't submit it to me, which you don't have to, I will dismiss you and move the fuck on. Because I'm not wasting my time. Because I am.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Right.
Why would you? Why would you waste your time?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So what I'm saying to you is this. You know what I am, and I'm telling you that I'm gonna. With Morris Day, what did Morris Day say to Apollonia? I'm gonna make you love me. I'm not doing any, dog. No, you're going to want to fuck me on GP because the curiosity is so great. I'm not a dick. I'm not an asshole. I just believe in me and I know what I can do. And if I know what I can do.
Yeah, and I think that's a really, I admire you for it, to have that much confidence in yourself, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I'm saying to you that most guys don't operate like this because most guys are in, they're in the feminine. So they're just your counterpart. They're your shadow, tiptoeing around, scared, bleeding between their fucking legs and not even standing up for what they want. So what they do is they try to fit into your narrative, or they try to be what you think they want you to be by. And again,
yeah,
right. And yeah, who the fuck way. Wants that shit? Who the fuck wants that shit? But see, but here's the thing. If you want it, you can go find it out your door. Every woman that listens to me, I tell them right now, you can find your fucking Poindexter if you want to. I don't want to hear this. I can't find love. Oh, the fuck you can't. You go out your door right now and find a sucker that will give you everything you want, but you don't want him. And, hey, listen, this is why I'm telling you. Your homework assignment, sex life. Write that shit down.
I will.
That is your homework assignment. That's what I want you to watch on Netflix, because you need a taste and a dose. Yes. Well, you need a dose of reality to see what it's like. And here's the thing, you think about it. It's not, see, the thing is, it's not flooded. See, the thing is, remember, the average guy floods the market with dick. That's all they want to give you is, all they want to do is fuck. That's why they flood the market with a bunch of silly bullshit. But we're not flooding the market with dick. Look, we're not giving you the dick because you haven't done anything to earn the dick yet. What have you done to get the dick? What, show the fuck up? Fuck. Come on, man. I'm not going to fuck you all day. Why would I allow you to suck my dick and you have not even pushed past my curiosity or got my attention? Then you're wasting my time, right? But see, you never heard a motherfucker challenge you like that.
Surely I could flip that round, though. And
well, you think you can, but well, again, and I pride, and I'm glad that a lot of you women have dealt with so many suckers that you actually think that you're actually in control of shit. But you don't.
No, I don't think I'm in control. No, not at all. I'm just asking the question. I'm just curious.
Curious about what?
About whether I could flip that round and say, well, you know, what makes you think you can lick my pussy?
Because you know that I'm not trying to lick your pussy.
Okay.
I keep telling you, I'm not trying to fuck you. I don't understand what you understand. I don't think you get it. Licking
that's
your pussy
done.
Is that's like, is that's too easy. Listen, no. I don't want the feeling. See, licking your pussy falls into feeling. I don't want the...
If you don't want to lick my... theoretically, then what's the point?
The point is, I want you to beg me to lick your pussy.
Okay.
I'm not trying to lick your... No. Oh, man. No. We're not trying to eat your pussy. We're not human and surface dwelling. That's all they want. That's why they fail. See, as I said before, because they're going after the pussy between your legs, they're going after the feeling. But what you don't understand is they get caught in the feeling and they become emotional. Because they want the pussy, that's all they want, they start to get in their fucking feelings. And if you give them a little bit of pussy, they start to hold you down, helicopter you, insecure, following around, stalking, all that shit. They are unemotional. They're uncontrollable. That's why we don't even fuck with the pussy in the fit. That's feeling right there. Why would I want the city when I can have the galaxy or the universe? That means I get the city. See, okay, remember they told you, you ever see Django Unchained?
No.
Okay. Well, you need to watch that on Netflix. Okay. So they gave another analogy on Django Unchained to say this. Okay. Candy said to Django, okay, say you wanted to buy a horse, right? And the horse farmer didn't want to sell you the horse. So what would you do? Django said, well, then I'll probably steal that motherfucking horse and take that horse. Then the guy said, well, then they will find you, kill you, and bring the horse back to the owner. So he said, mm-hmm. instead of buying the horse, you buy the farm. Because when you buy the farm, you get the horse. See, the farmer doesn't want to give the horse up. But if you buy the fucking farm, you get all the, you get the horse, the cow, the sheep, the goats, you get the land, you get it all. But see, what these motherfuckers doing, they're trying to buy your horse or your coochie. They're trying to buy what's between your legs. I don't want what's between your legs. I want it all. And I want you to bring it to me. And guess what? Feel good about bringing it to me. You know you're going to feel good about it. I know it's crazy. I know it's crazy. But you've never met guys like us that operate like this. We're not crazy. We're just different. It's just different, man, because we know what we possess. So I'm not buying your horse. I'm getting your fucking farm and your land and your animals. I'm getting it all when I go after the emotion, because your emotions trigger everything. You don't understand. You can't defeat emotion. But if I create and take over emotion, then I'm number one in your life. And see, the guy that wants pussy, see, this is why you're not giving pussy to the guy that wants pussy. Because the guy that wants pussy doesn't know what to do with pussy if he got it. That's why he wants it so bad, because he doesn't know how to handle it, or he never gets it enough to want other things. We get pussy on general principle. So we want to challenge ourselves. Shit, you, hey, listen, you don't have to buy my flat screen TV, but you know a sucker that'll give you the money to buy the flat screen TV. You don't have to buy my shoes, my jewelry, my colognes. You're smart enough to find somebody else to do it, or you want to do it yourself. You know what, Valentine's Day, do you think I got to buy you shit for Valentine's Day? No, because I'm showing up. That's all you get. That's your Valentine's Day. Do I need to buy you something for Christmas?
But that's the way I like it.
Well, but I'm saying that, I'm just saying that all women like it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I understand that.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I'm good. I'm glad. See, what you don't understand is that not only do they push us towards you fucking us, they work for us. Their job is to beg, barter, and take you out for your fucking feelings, because they're attacking a feeling. So remember, the attacking of a feeling is going to make them emotional. That's why they're in their fucking feelings. Because they fall for the pussy. They will do all, they become you, and you don't even realize it. They want the pussy so bad, they getting ready their feelings. Thus, triggers their emotions. So if they're triggered by triggering emotions, check it out. So once you realize they're emotional, you ain't fucking with a guy that's emotional. You don't want to hear a guy crying all the time, questioning you and asking you stuff. You see what I'm saying?
No, absolutely not.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I get it. I do get it.
So that's the beauty of what we're saying is, you know what I mean?
You're a very clever man.
I'm not. No, this. How am I being clever when I'm being straight up with you?
Clever as in intelligent. I don't mean clever as in, oh, you're such a clever dick.
Yeah, I'm not
as in intelligent. You know.
Well, I'm not intelligent. I just know what the fuck I want. I know how to get what the fuck I want. But because I know how to get what I want, do I actually want to do that? That's boring. Because I'm challenging myself. I must challenge myself to be better. You missed it last night. I told the guys, we played a thing called a rejection game. That means that not that she had to reject me within 3 to 5 seconds or I lose. So that means that if I say some crazy shit to her, she's got to turn around or turn me down within 3 to 5 seconds so I can get a point. That's how close we are with time. We don't go into the bars and clubs to pull a woman. That's too easy. So what we want to do is play and see how cold we are and push ourselves to make shit harder. You know how great it is to know a woman saying, shit, motherfucker, you ain't going to get this pussy. Okay, cool. Uh-huh.
I'm not that kind of girl. I can handle you. Who you think you are? You think you? I'm just saying that I do not want the horse. I want the fucking farm. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
That's good.
No.
I like it. I understand. I do.
Yeah, I know you. Okay. I think you get it, but you don't understand it until you're living it. You get okay.
I know. Yeah, I get what you're saying. No, I've never been with a guy who has had multiple women at the same time. I've had the offer, and I refused because I didn't think I was mentally strong enough to deal with it. I don't know if I am.
Well, you're not mentally. That's what I'm saying. You're not mentally strong. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen. You're not mentally strong because the highs are so high and the lows are so low that it's going to fuck with you. But it's not that we're trying to be mean. And I don't want to listen. It's not that we're being mean. It's just that you can't. Right, right. It's not being mean. It's saying that, listen, I'm saying that I'm going to give you pleasure. But at the same time, I'm going to show you that happiness is not your dress, purse, shoes, or makeup. I'm going to show you fucking with me. You're going to be, see, but that's why they smell themselves, because once they start to realize and know that they are happy for themselves and all the other stuff, then all of a sudden that happiness starts to say, well, shit, well, if I'm my source of happiness, why the fuck would I want to be with this motherfucker that's giving me half of this shit? Why would I want a girl?
Yeah.
Why? Right. So wait. So in that, your own arrogance will be your downfall, because I'm going to show you how to see yourself. I know a lot of women out there have weight problems, relationship problems, insecurity, age problems. You know, it's just things that they don't feel sexy about. But what if you get with
women are generally, well,
right.
Insecure, aren't they?
Well, no, right. They're insecure until they're not. See, that's where the drug is.
What's the magic pill?
But see, there is no magic pill, but that's where the drug is. See, okay, one thing I show my guys, like I always tell you women, is that all you got to do is turn the page 3 or 4 times over and turn the page. Or turn 5 pages or whatever, because you don't understand that what if I get you to stop focusing on what you're not and get you to focus on the beauty of what you are. But see, you don't
that
know.
Would be absolutely, yeah, that would be wonderful.
But I know it would be wonderful. But in that, that's okay. that's the problem. There lies the problem, because you're going to get hooked on realizing that you are fine. Look, what are you going to feel like if you know for the first time in probably womanhood or woman that you know that you are finally okay with yourself? And I'm not saying I'm saying the insecure woman that is finally accepting herself and not tearing her down. Because, see, you can't
take. Hold on one second. Let me just need to turn my volume up a bit.
Turn my volume, okay.
Okay.
You can't tear yourself down around a man, because a man is not about victimhood. I won't allow you to tear yourself down. I'm going to allow you to start seeing the beauty in you beyond the makeup and beyond whatever that fucking mirror is fucking you with and all the other stuff. I'm going to show you the beauty in you. But listen, you have it while I'm around, and you lose it when I'm gone. So you can think that you're holding on to it, and you think you got it. And this is where y'all went. Pride and ego, man, you always will come back to me. And that's the question you got to ask yourself. Do you want to be, I won't say a slave, but you really just be, you're mine. You're mine. Do you really want that?
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're with somebody else, you're still mine. Even if you're married, you're mine. Because,
Actually, so you're talking about a bit of Am I allowed to say it?
No, go ahead, go ahead. I'm listening. Yeah. Huh?
You know, don't sob. That's basically what that is.
Wait, don't sob?
Dumb and sub.
No, wait, no. That's not a dumb and sub. No, this is deeper than, no. Listen to me. I am telling you that I do not want your fucking feelings. I will get that because that comes along with it. The average guy out there only is attacking a place that they will never, ever defeat. They will never get the pussy handed to them. They will have to beg and barter for the pussy. Thus, where you have the high ground, while you see, the problem is you will then become the man of the relationship, and they're going to start becoming the woman of the relationship because they're going to be in their fucking feelings.
No, that's no good.
I didn't say it was good or bad. I'm just telling you what it is. So you get, and here's the beautiful thing, you get to pick any motherfucking guy that you want and realize you will always control him through your pussy. And he will always be a bitch to you just to get a pinch of something that he could be getting for fucking free if he just changed where he attacked. You don't attack what's between her legs. It's never going to work. That's like me going to a strip club and trying to pull a stripper. Are you fucking serious? Their job is to give you, their job is to work. When you walk in that motherfucking door, the strip club, their job is to be whatever you want them to be because they're looking at the bottom line of the dollar, and they will be sand, air, and water in that club. But once Cherry gets out of the strip club, she becomes Anna, the regular girl. That's when you attack. You can't attack her in her domain because that's her motherfucking area. You would be a fool to go in a strip club and try to pull a stripper in the strip club. But she goes to you. Hey, you know they go. They got to eat, right? So there's got to be a Denny's or IHOP around that motherfucker. So when Cherry transforms back to Anna or Kim or Lisa, whatever the fuck her name is, that's when you get her. You get her outside of the club. You don't get her in the club. But see, these guys are trying to fight you on a battleground in which you are master of. You are master of your feelings. You're not master of your emotions, but you're a master of their emotions. And see, that's why they're always playing checkers to your chest. That's why you know what the fuck they are when they open their mouth. That's when you know that, oh, I can get this motherfucker anytime I want. Oh, he's I can drive. Oh, whatever. You know what you have with these guys. You know what you have with these guys, okay? You just don't.
Yeah.
Yes, but you just don't have that with a real man. You don't have that with a real man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, do you understand it?
Absolutely.
I'm saying, so in order for you to be good with all this, you have got to accept that you can always have average. You can have whatever the fuck. Listen, please watch that. Please watch Sex Life. Please.
Because
you got, because you, I know you don't, it's the, listen, I promise you, this is the life of all women. This is it. You can have it. You can really, and I swear to you, you can have your happily ever after. But we will be in that shit. You can have.
So I don't know if I want a happy ever after. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, even if you don't want happily ever after, yeah, whatever it is you want, you can have with an average guy. That's what I'm saying. Okay?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is to you is that you can have whatever you want, but at the end of the day, mm-hmm, in order to have your balance, remember, okay, think about the game as balance, okay? Mm-hmm. It's imbalance when you're dealing with emotions, when you're dealing with a guy that's hovering over you, insecure. He's whining, bitching, and bleeding between his legs. That's an imbalance. So the only way you're going to get balance from that guy is dinners, drinks, gifts, trinkets, and all that shit. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't make you bad, but it gives you balance. You've got to get balance one way or another. So if you're not getting through the trinkets and stuff like that, the only balance is left is from an asshole. Well, we're not assholes, but we're assholes because we don't give you what you want. So you call us an asshole. So the only way you're going to get that balance, you got to have your, I swear, you got to have your balance. So if you get with a loser, the balance is that he's got to take you out to dinner because your time means something to you. And you're not going to waste it with a dud. I
just want to let you know that I really enjoy this place with you, and I'm so glad and happy that we got the opportunity to go out together because I've been trying to get with you for months. I've been seeing you for months right now, and I just finally get the courage to talk to you right now. And I think this is so awesome right now. Oh, my God, this is so great. No, I'm an anesthesiologist, and I went to school at med school and all this stupid shit. And you're like, man, I'm not fucking him.
You know that. You're like, I'm not fucking him. I'm a matter of fact, oh, my God, is this shit over with? Mm-hmm. Well, you think, right, but you get with me. We're not going out. Look, oh, my God, we can't go anywhere. Why are we going out? It's about to rain. Come on, baby, let's go. I don't want to get wet. Oh, come on, let's go. Let's play. Let's have some fun. Come on, trust me.
Let's get wet.
Trust me, right. And we drive to the countryside, the middle of the countryside, and just pull over by old man, old man Johnson's farm. we pull by old man Johnson's farm in the middle of no motherfucking where. Get out the car. Put your ass up on the tent. Let me eat that. And let the rain hit you in all this shit. No. That's what you get from us. But see, what you get from them is, well, is it okay to come over in Netflix and chill? Well, come on over. This is a great movie. I just want to like this movie. This movie's absolutely great. Oh, yeah, it's a movie I'd like to have. You see, I actually hung up on it. But you see what I'm saying? Let me call it back real quick one last time so I can finish. I got to talk to y'all guys. Hold on, let me wrap it up. I got to finish talking to y'all guys and shit, okay?
Hello.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
I appreciate everything that you've said.
I'm just saying that, but I gotta talk to my guys. But I just wanted to talk to you, okay? When I'm
I do appreciate it a lot. Like, I'm not trying to be
No. You're speaking for women out there. I'm sure the women feel the same way you do. I'm sure. Listen, I don't understand it. You can have what you want, but you ain't gonna get what you want with them. You're not. I'm telling you, you're not. You know you're not. So
yeah, I know.
So listen, and I'm not the bearer of bad news, but you can have one of us on the side to fill in the gaps. And you know what those gaps are? Guess what? When you're sick and he ain't paying attention to you, guess who's paying attention to you? When you're not feeling well, guess who's going to bring you some fucking chicken noodle soup or whatever without even asking a word? You don't have to ask a word, and he'll do that. When you're cramping, he'll come over and give you a nice foot massage, give you a kiss on the cheek, and float the fuck off. See, those are the benefits you get. But with the average motherfucker, he's saying, well, you know what? I hope you feel better. You know, you get average. So, God, I'm just saying, there's so many benefits that come with a man because even though we're assholes, we're very, very attentive. And I don't know, it could be a conversation where you're saying, you know what, oh, my God, one thing I remember you said at the Blow Eat Fair, I used to eat like a funnel cake with a little bit of strawberry on it. You know what I mean? Something like that, right?
Yeah.
How cool will it be if he came over to your place and took some oil, put that bitch in a pan, warm the pan, and be like, "What are you blowing? What are you doing?" And he's like, "Hold on, baby, I got you." And he takes his box out, he dumps it in a bowl, puts an egg in it, adds some milk, and he's you're like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" "Oh, I got you. Hold on a second." And then he'll take a piece of paper, pipe it out. He'll dump that shit in there, and he'll start doing this shit all in that motherfucking pan and shit. Grab a motherfucking plate, put some paper on that bitch, take that motherfucker out, drop it so the oil can seep into the fucking thing, get some sugar, powdered sugar, and then go ahead and get a dollop of motherfucking whipped cream and some fucking strawberries and give you your fucking funnel cake. Something that the average motherfucker... That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's the benefit. That's the benefit.
Okay, well, now all I've got to do is find a real man around here then.
Well, you got to go to the Smurfberry Village where the elves and unicorns and men are. Well, I'm trying to make these motherfuckers. This is what the show is about. I'm trying to make these motherfuckers into men. I'm trying to make these motherfuckers men. So if you allow me, once I make them men, they're going to be out there. But I got to get them to stop trying to fuck. And it's so hard to try to tell a guy all he wants is pussy, is that's his detriment. God, it's like, what is that fucking movie? It's like these fucking, like, Troy and all these movies where you cannot, there are some castle walls you cannot break. You can storm the fucking castles. Matter of fact, it's like the movie 300. They couldn't get through, remember? There was 300 of motherfuckers was holding that spot. They held that little spot down. But I'm trying to show them there's a goat path that you can go around that shit and attack from within. But they are so fixated on all I want is pussy. And it's not bad that they want pussy. But the problem is they don't know what to do with the pussy when they get it. That's the problem. Because they're showing the woman by begging for pussy that they don't get pussy. And if you were to give them any pussy, that they're only going to give you 2 to 3 minutes of nothing, which is really wasting your time. So why would you do it anyway? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. But, you know, hey, look. Do you have an idea? Because I'm going to do a show for you UK motherfuckers over the thing at so at what 3 o'clock a.m. is what time in UK time? Is that like 9 o'clock or some shit? What time is that? Would that be 3 a.m. What time would that be?
Let's see, it's
11, 12, what, 5 hours from now. What's 5 hours from now? What time is it right now?
It'll be like what, 9?
Oh, 9 in the morning. So, 9 in the morning, I'm going to go live for about 45 minutes, chopping up game while I'm driving. So, is there anything that you would want me to discuss while I'm driving, talking to all my motherfuckers overseas? Is there anything you would like me to discuss?
Discuss about what turns a man on. You seem to discuss about
what turns me on.
What gets you going?
All right, I got it. I will talk about what turns a man on. I got it. Yeah. Okay. I will talk about what turns a man on. I will do that. Okay. I will do that. I promise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, I better let you go because
yes.
I'm sure I've bored all the people in the chat by now.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so go ahead and go. Let me finish talking, but I will do that. So at 9 o'clock, around 9 o'clock, let me see. Let me do the time right. Wait, give me a second. Let me do the time ahead. That's just the 2 to 0, which is this. I guess around 3 o'clock, somewhere around three, between 3 and 3:15. Yeah, so I'll kick it with y'all and shit. I'll kick it with you and shit. Okay.
Cool.
All right. All right. Well, I thank you for your time, and I will continue with the show. I'm going to do a little bit more long, but I appreciate it. And stay up. All right. Thank you, Governor T. and Crumpets.
Okay.
Potter. Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Okay.
All right.
Ciao for now.
Ciao for now. Yeah, ciao. I'm at the uni. I met a girl at uni, and she was like, so, I mean, like, well, I mean, I really want to fuck her, but, you know, it's like this guy over here is trying to say that, you know, what the fuck are you talking about, Steve? I mean, what bloody fuck are you talking about? Trying to get her foot in the motions. She's not really emotional. Just bloody say, I ain't fucking blind me. Bloody fucking same bit, mate. You fucking blind. I just don't understand. Hey, I'm sorry. I watch so much, what's that fucking show on Netflix? There's a show I watch, Stowboy. What is that shit? What is that? There is a UK fucking show. What the fuck is that shit? Top Boy. It's called Top Boy. I watched the fuck out of that shit. Yeah, it's called Top Boy by some gangster ass motherfucking London mother. He play fucking. We're going to fuck his ass up. Go blow. He fucking get blow. I say. Fuck you talking about? And I love and Pinky Blood. I love all that
you
shit.
You need to work on that. I'll
be telling my boys, man, don't put me in London, man. Oh man, be like, hey baby, just hey, say something. Then.
Hello, what you say, Governor? What you blood? You want me? To,
I'm like, ah, oh, that's exactly. Okay, anyway, listen. Your job, remember, sex life. Okay, write that down. Write that down and watch that, and you will get an idea of what men do, okay? All right?
I will, definitely.
Okay. All right. All right, so I'll let you go, and let me continue this, okay?
Ciao for now.
All right, ciao. Ciao for now, bloody governor. Ciao for now, Porter. Harry Porter, ciao for now. Ciao for now. All right, ciao for now, brother. Ciao for now. All right, guys, we're gonna wrap. We're gonna do a little bit more. We're gonna chop this up, okay? All right, give me a second. Let me see. Here you go. Hold on a second. All right, here we go. All right, so let me finish this up with y'all guys real quick because we're gonna do a show. We're gonna do a show at 3 East. At 3 East, gentlemen. 3 East, we're gonna knock out a show, okay? We're gonna talk about what turns a man on. And I'm gonna And gentlemen, we're gonna go into the gigolo side with this shit. I'm gonna show y'all some shit. But anyway, let me get to some of this shit real quick. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and pop it in. I got y'all covered. But gentlemen, as I'm saying about this, okay? The one thing that we've got to start doing, that you guys have to start doing in order to make that connection, okay, to make that connection, is in order for you to make that connection, there are bad habits that you have, okay, because everything that you say to yourself, now this is the thing, guys, this is the key here, everything that you say to yourself about yourself is going to define how you move. See, if you know the numbers 1 through 10 in your alphabet, your ABCs, because you trust the numbers and you trust the alphabet, you never have to ask yourself anything when it comes to those things. You don't have to blame yourself anymore. You don't have to blame numbers. You can't blame letters. You can't do that. But why don't you blame numbers and letters? Because you learn letters and numbers in chronological order to understand what they mean. They have meaning to you. But the problem is you don't have meaning to yourself, okay? Okay, you have no meaning for yourself. What do you mean turns a man on? Gamer, she asked a question. That's going to be the topic that I'm going to discuss at around 3 in the morning. What turns a man on? But I'm going to talk to you guys on a different perspective because I want y'all to see it from a horse perspective. Because I got to show y'all more about the y'all got to learn. We're going to talk more about the unselfish. We'll talk about that. I don't want to talk about that right now, but let's see here. Hold on. Let me see here. He says, let's see here. Is educating on your thoughts and being honest, having a deep conversation key? Well, that's a very good question, my brother, because you're not, okay, you are educating her. Deep conversations, honesty, and educating her can work perfectly. But how deep are you? It's something that you just got to ask yourself. This is a great question. But how deep are you to yourself where you can go beyond the – there are the surface conversations, and then there's the ones that's depth. See, I'll show you my cards. I am trying to pull out things in you. And when a woman – see, okay, you're going to have some women – that will have deep conversations. But then you will have some women that are careful about what they say. They use their words as calculated moves that slide from one piece of the board to the next board because they're very cautious. And then you got some of the women that just say, okay, let's just see what happens, and we go from there. So you have different kinds of women. But she's never had a deep conversation because that's a part of her that's locked away. What she thinks is deep is tied into fucking feelings. And guys, listen, these motherfuckers out here are talking to women. These motherfuckers out here are talking to women to do one thing, right? To have a boring ass conversation. We're about to wrap it up. But these guys are out here having boring conversations. I'm saying to you guys out there, you can talk to a woman and have deep conversations and turn her on by how the two of you talk versus talking at her and trying to fit what you think she is. I don't know what she is because she doesn't fucking know what she is. Guys, listen to what I'm saying. I don't know what she is because she doesn't know what she is. But what I've got to do is I've got to show her that it's okay to, listen, there's no trust. And if you don't trust me to open up to me right now, I can't force it. I can let you know that I want you to be able to talk to me. And I want you to let yourself go. And I want you to share things with me. But I don't want you to do it off of me trying to – I don't ever want to think that I'm trying to manipulate her. I want the trust. I want the invite. The invite kills the trust. It kills the judgment. It kills the morals. It kills all those things because she's allowing me in to see a part of her that the average motherfucker is too lazy to even try to get. How can you see the best part to her when all you're doing is looking between her legs? Oh, my God. And I know, listen, I know y'all guys out there like, well, Steve, we just want to fuck. And I get that. But you do not know what it's like when a woman wants to fuck you. When she wants to fuck you, she's going to say, can I see you this weekend? Can you fly down and come see me? Can I see you for a day? I'll make plans and we can arrange it. Just fly down, drive down, float into town, whatever the fuck. Meet me halfway. Can we just see each other for a few hours? Let's fuck. Let's connect. Let's have a great time. I just want to see you. Are you free this weekend? Are you free next weekend? And if I can't fucking see you this weekend, 10:30, 11:45. 1:45 a.m., 2 a.m. in the morning. That's all they need to give you because they're going to fill in the gaps with you until they actually get hold of your fucking ass. There's a difference, gentlemen, when women want to fuck you versus you trying to fuck them. And y'all don't even see it. Y'all think that they're actually fucking you. They're not fucking you. They're just bumping pelvises with you whack motherfuckers. They ain't fucking you. They're not ripping your fucking clothes off, scratching you, trying to smack you around, trying to choke you and trying to rob that dick. They ain't doing that shit. Next question. Let's see here. Is letting her know what you're going to do in the long run. Great way to lead a text. No. Okay, let me explain something to you. If a woman does not ask you within the first 3 to 5 conversation pieces y'all throw back and forth, she doesn't ask you, what do you want from me? How many women that you have? Or, oh, I met guys like you. You're a smooth talker. You got fucking work to do. So do not just walk up on these women and be like, well, hey, check it out, girl. You don't want to be with me because I'm going to hurt your feelings. Now, let me tell you why you don't say that. Because most of you worship pussy and women, and you can't say this shit when you worship women. This shit can only be said when you worship yourself. You can't go to a woman and say, babe, I'm going to hurt your fucking feelings. You know when she going to turn like, well, hey, girl, hey, you better watch out for me. I'm going to hurt your feelings. Really, motherfucker? You cannot talk. Gentlemen, that's why we are an exclusive fucking club, because we move differently. We move differently. We do not worship women, but we know how to treat women and take care of women. But you guys want to see what y'all want to do is y'all want to play man and shit. You want to act like you're king. And then when you get in front of a piece of pussy, you want to. Can we talk for a second? Well, I just want to let you know that getting with me is going to hurt you. They're like, what the fuck is this bitch saying? What? I know you want to fuck me. You want this pussy, don't you? Well, come on, stop playing. Stop playing. Man, fuck out of here with that shit, man. D, let me see what you're saying, D. Now, let me see what you're saying. Is it better communicating with the hazard challenge of women? All right. D. Let me. All right. This will be the last one. All right. Peep this out. You don't get it. You're missing the mark on this shit. You're saying, is it better communicating with a naturally intelligent woman? I never said they're dumb. I said they may be a little naive, but they ain't stupid, okay? I'm not training her until she allows me to train her, man. I can't just walk up to a woman and say that I'm trying to train you on what I like, or you got to do this. You can be like, fuck you. Who the fuck do you think you are? It doesn't work that way, brother. She's got to, okay, let's look at investment and return. If she sees that you know what the fuck you're talking about, she knows the return that she's going to get from you. But most of you motherfuckers are not investing. You're not a good investment. You're like Brand X. See, what I'm saying to you, D, is that once you learn your letter A, you don't have to communicate shit to her. She's going to know what the fuck you are, because you're not going to be anything else but who you are. And she gets to decide what she wants to do from that point. Hold on, let me get this last one, man. Steve, why do women act a certain way when a real man walks in the room compared to when an average guy walks in? Then what the fuck? I'm going to let you think on that for a second. What was you thinking? Oh, my God. Why? LaCara and I are going to talk about this tomorrow. We're going to be talking about that kind of that stupid shit. Let me ask you a question, AT. Why do you give a fuck? Why do you give a fuck? What bothers me is why are you looking at other men walking into the room? That bothers me. Why are you looking at average guys walking into the room? That bothers me. And I'm not trying to be funny, but why do you give a fuck? I don't get it. Are you actually asking me why women do things to other men? You guys are going to do a show at 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock overseas. We're going to do a show. We'll chop it up for about 30, 40 minutes. But listen to me, AT. I need you to stop fantasizing, worrying about, and watching other men. That is not man things. That's kind of feminine. Why are you looking at other men? Can you answer that question, AT? I'm not trying to be funny, but why are you looking at other men? And why do you give a fuck how they act around other men? Why do you care? You're right. I need you to care about one thing. Care about the graveyard. Always remember, guys. Remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Always remember, live your life like it is your last day. This is what game is all about. And AT, I say this to you because I'm not trying to be mean to you. I'm trying to get you to stop looking at other fucking men and other situations. Stop looking at other men in other situations and stop judging other men. Why are you looking at other men? I don't understand. Can you please tell me? I'm serious. Hey, what's up? Thank you for the 158 likes. Thank you. Please tell me before I go. Please tell me. Just real quick before I go. Tell me what is fascinating about watching another guy and judging that guy off of with the woman. What the fuck does he got to do with you? You're better off telling me about a squirrel running in your front yard or a bird flying in the fucking air. Why are you talking about other men? That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. There's something wrong here. There's something wrong with you motherfuckers out here where all you do is look at other men. You ain't supposed to be looking at. What the fuck? What is another man? Oh, boy. Oh, my God. I'm going to set up the show at 3 o'clock. Look, I'm not knocking you, young man. I just hope one day you will get your nuts to drop from your stomach and you will go up to the tree with a predator ripped off your fucking spine and stop thinking of, this is going to be the show where LaCara and I are going to be talking about tomorrow. There is something wrong when somebody is talking about other men. Why are we discussing other men? And there's so much ass out there. Why other men do what? Walk? Are you watching his booty? Are you watching his face? What the fuck are you watching? You watching his face? I mean, what the fuck are you watching? Bruh, you need some help, man. And again, you ain't alone. You're not alone. There is something wrong here. There is something broken. When a man looks at other men first, literally looks at other men. Whoo-wee, we're going to speak on that shit tomorrow, man. Something is wrong. There's a chemical imbalance when one looks at a man and then a woman. Something ain't right. Something just ain't right. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Something's wrong, man. So I'm going to act like you didn't say that shit, because we're going to be talking about that same silly shit tomorrow with Lucario at 12 noon. But anyway, guys, we got a show at 3 o'clock in the morning. We're going to kick it for about 30, 45 minutes, something like that. Talk about what turns men on, you know, things men get turned on by or something like that. We'll work on that and we'll kick that shit in the fucking morning. But please, guys, stop worrying about other men, okay? T, all right, you know what, T, watch this, T. T, I'm going to show you something. Can someone tell him the beginning process without me saying anything? Watch this, TB. Can someone give him the answer real quick? Watch TB. Watch my clients. Watch my students, TB. Can someone tell him the first thing he needs to do? Watch this. Hey, TB, it's going to be amazing. Watch. I don't even have to tell you something. One of my students is about to tell you what you need to start this process. Watch, TB. We'll wait for him to tell you. See that, TB? TB, read what they're saying. There you go, TB. You see, they're all telling you what you need to master self-control and self-discipline. The beginning. You will never reach self-control and self-discipline when you can't even reach and communicate with yourself. So until you start that process, you're always going to have the problems, okay? So that's the important thing, okay? So we will end it with that. But guys, hey, I appreciate y'all guys. We got a show. We got two shows. So we're gonna do a show 3 in the morning. Then we'll kick a show off at 12 noon with Lucario. So we want y'all guys to check it out. We'll have a great time, man. We appreciate you all, man. So let me get ready, chill the fuck out for a little bit, and we'll be kicking off the show approximately in about less than 4 hours. So we're kicking off the show in 4 hours. Okay. So hope y'all are there. Peace.
Just like that, man. Mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ay. Just like that, man, mindset. Gotta come back again, ay. Just like that, man, mindset. Email the man mindset at gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.